5:38, you're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. All right, the restaurant associations are fighting again for a chance to reopen at 20%, the Fulton Market Association in particular. The executive director is Roger Romanelli, and he joins us on phone line now. Roger, welcome.
Hey, Steve. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. You know, you're arguing for the mayor to do this or for the governor to do it. They've set sort of restrictions. We're not there yet. The mayor doesn't seem to have the power to do this on her own, right? What do you do?
We strongly disagree.
Okay.
Mayor Lightfoot is one of the strongest mayors in the world. We need her to pick up the phone and contact the governor and say, Governor, your rules are unfair, they're unjust, and they're skewed against Chicago restaurants. All these suburban restaurants, Steve, they're operating, okay? Because their mayors are challenging the governor. We need Mayor Lightfoot and the alderman, Steve, to do exactly the same thing. The governor's rules are unfair. They're basically impossible for the restaurant. They punish the restaurants unfairly. The mayor says she's blaming the governor. We need the mayor to step forward.
So the mayor doesn't have the legal authority, but you're saying she has the clout to make something happen.
Yes, she absolutely. She's one of the greatest mayors in America, and so she's got the political... She's got the political support of the people. Overwhelmingly, we're hearing that people want restaurants to be allowed to be open at some amount of indoor dining. Now, we need the mayor to speak and come on record. Does she personally and her administration agree that restaurants should have 20% or not? It's time to stop hiding behind the governor's rules. We need the mayor and all the aldermen to step forth. Are you with the restaurants now? Or you're not with them? Are you willing to challenge the governor or not?
Wasn't there a study from Northwestern or somewhere I remember reading that said that actually at 20% things were safe?
Northwestern and Stanford, November 11th, released a study said if restaurants are at 20%, any possible virus transmission goes down by 80%. Okay? So the universities have studied it. They agree that restaurants can be safe. Not only, Steve, these restaurant owners, overwhelmingly, we've got 7,300 restaurants in Chicago. These owners, managers, employees, they have worked so hard to keep the restaurants safe. And the city's health department does not have direct contact tracing that that demonizes the restaurants. Or in other words, that shows that restaurants are causing problems. So restaurants cannot bear the burden for the entire city to come down to a 6.5% positivity rate. It's just asking too much.
Roger, I don't want to throw salt in your wounds, but I was talking to a suburban police chief today and asked if he cracks down, and he didn't say they look the other way. He said they'll respond to complaints, but they've got more important things to do. So presumably the restaurants in his suburb, the ones that want to, are up and running, and they're sort of unencumbered.
Yeah, Steve. I mean, if people were getting sick right now in the suburbs, all right, if people were getting the virus left and right with these suburban restaurants open, you would know it, we would know it, it'd be all over the media. The contact tracing is where the proof is, and the contact tracing in Chicago already shows restaurants are not to blame. We need the mayor and the alderman to use their political will to get the governor to the table, and if the governor disagrees, the mayor can coordinate a new statewide coalition. She's the vice chair of the Metropolitan Mayor's Caucus. That caucus needs to get moving and get our restaurants reopened. We're only asking for 20% occupancy. That really will help in a minor way. But bottom line, Steve, last point is we can't expect all of Chicago's 7,300 restaurants to compete with each other over takeout food. The market's just not big enough for that.
Also on the phone line is Mary Kay Tuzzi. She is the owner of Twin Anchors up in Old Town. Mary Kay, welcome.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
The scene of my favorite movie, Return to Me, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
It's been 21 years. Did you own the restaurant then?
We did, yes. Actually, my family has owned it since 1978.
So I love by the way, I made ribs in the Instapot. They tasted just like yours. Not possible.
Well, I mean, I'm sure they were very good.
I'm thinking of your restaurant, though. It's a wonderful spot. It's an authentic Chicago spot. But it's also very small. Can you get by on 20%?
20% is a start. We have seen an increase in carryouts, but it's not enough. We've had a slight increase in carryouts, but we've also had a 40% decrease in our total revenue last year with us being closed indoors. So we definitely need that indoor dining to help us survive.
And so tell me about your workers and what you've done to help them or where they are right now.
Everybody, of course, is masked up. They're gloved when necessary. We have all kinds of cleaning stations. We've actually installed plexiglass dividers. We've gotten our tables are spaced out accordingly. There's no bar stools. We've done everything we can, you know, followed all the protocols that the city and the state have provided us. And it's just so frustrating to do all that work, spend a lot of money, and then still get closed down.
What if you do you have any empathy for the mayor's situation? I mean, it's a tough spot.
It is a tough spot, but somebody needs to do something, and she's the person that's in that position to do so. So it's tough, but a change has to come.
Well, you know, we need you. We need the restaurants. We can't afford to lose more restaurants, and I just think for our sanity, too, if it's safe, we need to find a way to get out. So, Mary Kay, I wish you the best of luck, and I hope to stop by sometime this summer, maybe during the art fair, although you'll have to save me a table because it'll be crowded then. But maybe
absolutely.
I'll see you sometime over the summer, okay?
We look forward to it, Steve.
Mary Kay Tuzzi, the owner of Twin Anchors Restaurant, also Roger Romanelli, the executive director of the Fulton Market Association. Worried about your finances? Terry Savage is just around the corner. But first, we say hello, Mary.